This is Assistant District Attorney Herbert Leifer. I am present at 110 Bedford Road, Mount Kisco, in the office of IBM Corporation. This time I am going to read into the recorder copies of letters received by Maury Terry from an unidentified informant. The letters were written by, or were purported to have been written by, David Berkowitz. First letter dated Monday, 11/26/79. Dear, the name is blanked out. Tisk, tisk, tisk. What an idiot Sigmund Freud was. I don't even think I spelled his name right. Anyhow, because of this crazy shrink and his phallic fantasies, he was queer to the end. I am now being labeled one of them by down-to-earth fools and naive bastards. I resent this accusation greatly. Let me hereby dispel and destroy any fears you may have because of this blank and his theories. He is wrong, and if you would only dare me to prove his error, I will gladly, parentheses, very gladly, blank. I don't mean to be vulgar, parentheses, yes I did, closed parentheses, but I only want to assure you that in this matter he is incorrect. However, I have met some of these, parentheses, strange persons in the various circles that I circulated, but I never did it with any of them. No way. This isn't for me. Matter of fact, plenty of straight women were present too. Probably more women than men. Muff Nuff said, question. Now, of course, you must correct blank in this matter. If you don't, then I am dead. The reason I am in prison, he isn't. You nor he have no knowledge whatsoever of how the prison gossip system works. It doesn't matter if a certain rumor isn't true. Here, there is no justice. Should the inmates believe that this, parentheses, they will believe it because they want to, close parentheses, then I will be dead within a week. Believe me, my reputation is bad enough because of my crimes. I don't need this horrid rumor added to it. Now, you're probably wondering why I scolded you when you write gay notations in your letters, making jokes, jotting down things about this stuff in the magazines you send, etc. Why? Because of my fear that someone will believe this. Blank, in prison, a man survives by his masculinity. So please straighten him out once and for all, him and Maury Terry. Let me add that I am writing this letter at 8 p.m., this is when I started the letter. Why? Because when I got this blank at 3 o'clock mail call, I was so upset that my hands trembled. After I read this letter the first time, I got so upset that I cannot begin to describe my feelings to you. Honestly, I hate these well-meaning but simple-minded people. I have to laugh and cry at the same time after I read what you wrote in red ink about Bernice being troublesome. Honestly, she is driving me crazy. The district attorney from Queens tried to contact her. So what did she do? She got hysterical, called the Middle of Silence Gallery, and told them not to give the DA any of my letters for them to examine. Too bad, because in it I explained the meaning of the symbol. You know what I mean. I mean, too, that I would have been writing the gallery from time to time, and I really wouldn't mind if the DA peeked at some of them, the letters. Of course, Bernice told them to hide the letters and not to cooperate. The next part of this letter is illegible. On the side of the letter is written, "Truly Satan reigns. Truly he is supreme. I am powerless against him. Absolutely powerless. Satan is supreme, he has me. Page 2. I have been telling Bernice to cooperate to a degree and to mind her own business. She is terrified and is hiding under the bed. Boy, do I hate cowards. What can I do? Honestly, she does aggravate me because she doesn't know how to use tact at all. Blank area. The sheriff in North Dakota. He has been ringing her phone daily and asking her weird questions. Her letters to me are now so jumbled and scribbled that I hardly read them. I can feel her terror, but I am also laughing because she is silly, behaving like a child. Thanks, blank. Now about those symbols. Those markings are in courtesy of Mr. Levi and the Basque witches and Satanists from Spain, the Pyrenees Mountains. You will find these markings in books about them, I think. Honestly, I cannot tell you where to look or if these symbols have been printed in book form. Also, the whole SOS symbol was put together from various symbols and markings. You'll never find another symbol that will duplicate it. If you recall, the Basques were, parentheses, still are, a wild bunch of mountain folks, parentheses, highly suspicious. They are heavily into the occult and Satanism. Of course, they also are into witchcraft, but this never concerned me. In case you are interested, Idaho has the largest population of Basques in the United States, and all the religious practices have followed them. Blank really surprised me. I had no idea that he wanted to visit. No idea whatsoever. I just thought that maybe a phone call or letter, blank. Well, I wasn't any more prepared for him than you were. So be open and honest. Don't pull any sneak stuff and hold your ground. Be hospitable and leave a good impression. Make believe that you're going on a date with the blank and the preacher just invited you over to examine you first before he gives his consent. He has to make sure that Dizzy is good enough for blank. Tell him what he wants to know. I can't do it, but I can tell. Withdrawn. I can, but I don't want to. I am in a predicament where I cannot talk with the press or people. Let a rumor begin that I am a stool pigeon and I am dead, as if I was one of those strange ones that I spoke of before. Comprende? I sure hope you do, because I am in a dangerous situation. Nobody here hates a strange one, stool pigeon, or sex freak more than anything imaginable. I think I said this wrong. What I mean to say is that those three I mentioned are hated so very much that they are in constant danger. Again, I'm not any of these, but I can't let others think that I am. No, it's not my fault if you screwed up because I never knew he would visit. No, I never knew he would ever visit you. Who could imagine that he would do this? I don't even know your address. All I know is blank, so you're on your own, but please make sure he gets off this stupid stuff. You say that you saw the very distant people in those composites. Oh, really? Is that all? What are you trying to say? I think, blank, you had better give your batch of circulars. You had better review your batch of clippings on the case. Yes, you had better. Page 3. I am fearful about what you said here. Small scale, blank. Don't tell me you rounded on him. Don't tell me that you remained aloof and dodged his questions. No, you couldn't do this. Yes, I wanted you to talk with him on a small scale over the telephone, but who expected blank blank? Anyhow, I do hope you told him as much as one could tell. I hope you told him your ideas and theories and that you didn't let him steer the whole conversation. I'll never know, will I? I'll only find out something when blank. It will be too late. Please don't tell me that you pulled a Bernice act and hid everything from him. God, I sure hope not, because you will only have one opportunity to speak your piece. One chance. Goodness, I wish I could have been with you, but I wouldn't let you get away with silence, nor would I let blank bullshit you. Honestly, I'm sitting on pins and needles, just waiting for your answer and to tell what happened. Please be quick. Shit. You see what Satan does, right? You see how he screws things up and destroys me. You see now how I am trying to indirectly help others learn the truth about all this. Yet I am now a victim again. This time a victim of stupid investigators who know nothing of the occult, or whatever they decide to call those weirdos who practice this stuff. Here I am trying to help others, and now Satan has pulled out his weapon, his secret weapon. Should I decide to help blank or others like him? And now this crazy blank is going with this strange desires theory. My God, Satan is really supreme, isn't he? God is a powerless fool against whose deadly foe. Satan, liar that he is, has got me into a corner of awaiting death. Should I talk to anyone? Blank, Terry, Miniega, Gardner, Santucci, etc., about the occult involvement. Then out comes this strange theory, which wouldn't sound like a theory in print. Then after this nonsense circulates, I'll be dead in no time. If not dead, then I'll be a man most miserable. I'll be joked at and laughed at by all the other inmates. What goddamn motherfucking fools these investigators are. What stupid fucks. Meaning well, they will destroy the very one that is helping them in the first place. It is I who is leaving many of the clues with you. Blank, Sheriff Gardner, and Gilroy. They want clues, yet they are killing me at the same time. What idiots. For your information, Bernice got me those large clippings that I sent to you after reading. I didn't even have them for more than several hours before I sent them off to you. I can see by reading them just what this thing is going to lead to. What a fool I've been. This has got to stop, and I think I will just write the Post and Daily News and tell them that I was lying about the demons, that I am perfectly normal, and that these investigators are foolish and crazy. The investigation will eventually stop because of the lack of further materials, and that will be that. No more investigations, no more stupid rumors, or stupid fools to spread them. Like the usual, Satan will be victor again. David. End of first letter. Letter number 2, dated October 27th, 1979. Dear Blank, yesterday I sent you a small but fat envelope, blank. There was a Post article enclosed about this investigation. I was going to send another one, but I held off until today. This is just an insurance measure in case one letter gets lost. I didn't expect this to happen, but let's not take chances. Being that these articles haven't been Xeroxed, they are irreplaceable. The article from the New York Post, 10/13, is enclosed. It was by CARPOZI. Obviously, this investigation is serious. This is where we're getting this mail problem from. Also, this is why blank has been pestering a short time ago. I guess it kind of explains itself. I mean, the article is pretty clear. Blank, you know damn well that these Satanists cover their tracks pretty good. You are aware of their intelligence, parentheses, businessmen, doctors, military personnel, professionals, close parentheses. You know about Stotland, S-T-O-T-L-A-N-D, a very brilliant man in an earthly sense. Cults, as you know, flourished around college campuses. They flourish around military bases, too. Drugs flow all over these two places, parentheses, universities and bases, close parentheses. Young servicemen and young college students are involved in sexual relations. So mix the two of them up, put them near each other, and what do you have? You've got a pretty wild, dedicated, and nasty bunch of young, zealous, anti-establishment devil worshippers. And what a deadly mixture it is. My, my. Didn't Miss Perry wander around the Stanford campus frequently? Well, start adding, kid. What have we got here? Don't forget the girl from Washington State who was hiding out for fear of her life. Blank. There is an attorney in Staten Island, New York, who was ordered by the court to interview me when I was in Marcy. He had a court order. Of course, I could have refused to talk to him, but something inside me beckoned me to talk. I beat around the bush and dropped little hints here and there. But he knew too much, blank. It is in the court record that I was in a Holiday Inn. I was staying there when I was in Houston. Houston is a huge, spread-out city. There must be a thousand some odd motels in the city. Guess what he found out? Guess who was registered in another room at the same Holiday Inn? Wheat Carr, daughter of Sam Carr from Yonkers. She was down at Houston when I was. This is why I only stayed at my friend Dan's for a few days. I couldn't stay longer because I had other plans. Oh well, believe it or not, this is in the court record and transcribed. I must get a copy. Then there were the dogs, hundreds of them, found in the vicinity behind my house and Sam Carr's house. All slain and mutilated, blood drained, etc. All the dogs were stuffed in plastic bags. Do you think I'm kidding? Perhaps in months to come I'll have the transcripts. There was my attempt to get a job with the Yonkers Animal Shelter. This guy knew about the cigarettes in the car, not my pack of butts. Oh, so very many things, I can't go into it all. All this is unpublished. Truly, it is a major cover-up. All of this, all that went on in Marcy, has been forgotten by the detectives. But they knew of the numerous inconsistencies, the numerous discrepancies, the numerous unanswered questions, etc. God, there is so much. Honestly, I could probably type 10 full pages detailing every inconsistency, every known fact that I wasn't alone, that it wasn't me, that the gun in my possession is all they've got. But if only they knew the real motive. All this would have driven Sherlock Holmes to drink. But let's wait and see what happens. I don't think anything will. This will be another Martin Luther King and Kennedy thing, blank. I know it all. The others are gone, dead, took off to the prairies. Blank, all this takes is common sense. You've got common sense. Unfortunately, not everyone else does. Let's go back for a moment to when I was first arrested. Remember the hysterics? Not me, the citizens of New York. Remember the demands for my execution? Kill him. Die, Berkowitz, die. Remember? Remember the district attorneys and their pledges that they will convict at all costs. You must not forget all the pressures, the terror, the madness, the publicity, the pressure on the police to wrap the case up and catch their man, the disgusting press, etc. Keep all this in mind. It is easy to see how they miss so much. Small questions that would gnaw at an investigator's mind. These little but peculiar stories that began to filter in. Those strange occurrences, etc. All of it was covered up and dumped in caps. It couldn't be explained. There wasn't any answer. So they, in caps, ignored it. But time is passing, the pressure is off, the wounds are beginning to heal, and the hysterical terror is gone. People are normal again. They are calm. They're not terrified and mad people anymore. So now it is time to recheck everything. it is time to recognize and review all the information and evidence that has come in, and now the discrepancies can no longer be ignored. Thus, they've discovered that they lacked so very, very much. I'm in prison, yet the cops in New York are back where they started from. It's not my fault. Actually, it isn't theirs either. Nobody was level-headed enough to grasp all the evidence. Well, here we go. Let's see what happens. Guess what? I've just heard over the radio that the detective who has been investigating the case has been placed under psychiatric care. The DA, Santucci, has announced a standstill in the investigation because of this police officer's mental state. I swear I just heard this. Now I'll have to wait for the newspapers to elaborate. These 30-second news radio items don't reveal much. More tomorrow. Typed son of blank. Handwritten at the bottom of the page, P.S. Carpozzi has done it again, but he doesn't know it. Everything is here, one neat package. Now reading from parts of other letters, apparently undated.
They are from late October.
Apparently from late October of 1979. That church letter, as well as the prison magazine, had my complete address and my inmate number, 78A1976. Who could have done it? The magazine from Canada, your favorite, had a very skimpy address on it. It said, DB, Attica P, Attica, New York. This is one sent from Canada. Obviously, someone put my name in for that one. But these items I sent you, blank, were addressed too perfectly. Oh, well, no harm done. I enjoyed immensely. Goodness, I'm awful with the typewriter today. Now for another matter. You say, yes, you are dangerous, or were. This was in reference to Sam Carr and the tragic death of his two sons since my arrest. Well, I'm not the only one who is dangerous. You see, destructive psychic thoughts can also return to their originator. I know a great many things which few would ever believe as it stands now. Of course, and very importantly, many do, caps, not wish to know. The son of capital C, capital S, capital C, small R-A-T-C-H, case is closed. The son of scratch case is closed. It is closed in the eyes of the public and the authorities. Good. So let it be. It is the best way. But it doesn't necessarily mean that my thoughts destroyed the Carr family. It is the job of the police department everywhere to investigate crimes and catch criminals. It isn't my job. Whatever leads or clues they develop, they develop. It ain't my job to do this either. You see, what I'm trying to say is that in time, other criminals will slip up somewhere. Someone will come forward with corroborating information to help solve a given crime. Someone will get caught in the act. Thus, it is off to jail. The time will come, and it does seem soon, that many cases across the USA will be marked solved. The more crimes you commit, and the greater the likelihood of your capture. The more people you include in a group that engages in criminal activity, the greater the chances of someone ratting you out. Things are hot now for some, so I'll just sit back and wait. In the meantime, this letter won't go out until blank. Another excerpt from letter. Kid, remember to get those materials ready. Everything you've got that connects present-day cults to violence, especially homicide. I want everything you've got on druids and their related crimes, especially modern-day druids. Gather everything you've got on Satanism as well as it is related to murder. Murder of animals and human sacrifices. Get it packed neatly and ready to go. Two of everything. You will be sending them off to Manhattan, New York, and North Dakota. Just get it all ready and let me get the addresses. Hang tight. Also, please photocopy pages 226 and 227 together from the book Haunted House. Also photocopy the Haunted 35 Pine Street article. I sent it to you recently. Lastly, this stuff on the professor from Pennsylvania. This is the story about the satanic slaying of a school teacher. I need this too. Trust me. P.S. Yes, I know or knew about this crossroads thing for quite some time. The X marks the spot theory isn't all that new to me. In handwriting below, apparently Berkowitz's, dated 10/1979. I just read a Time magazine blank. Thanks for it, and please be advised that a card was also marked blank. I will hold off on sending this letter until you blank. Excerpt from a letter dated in November of 1979. One thing that puzzled me is Sheriff Gardner's phone number. This is obviously a toll-free number, and the address First Avenue sounds as if it's right in the center of town, just like where you'd expect to find a police station. Of course, Gardner claims that this is his home address, and the number is his phone number. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm just getting odd vibrations. He's trying to apologize for that leak of my letter, the letter which became page 3 of the New York Post article, November 6, 1979. The article was also incorrect, inaccurate, and exaggerated as usual. Terry is the guy who wrote those stories which you have in your possession now. Please hold off on their return until further notice. Maybe months from now, maybe never. By the way, my father is dying to see this stuff too. But how could I get it to him? He is curious as to what this is all about. First he says, cooperate, cooperate, cooperate. Now he is saying, silence, silence, silence. I am just confused by everything. You ought to see this letter he sent me. 8 full pages, using every inch of paper to write on. There's hardly any white visible, only blue ink. So I've got to give him some answers soon. Did you ever wish that you could just vanish? I'm looking to purchase a nice quiet bungalow in Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, a nice, quiet, and deserted place where I'll never be found. Where is it?